What up, what up, what up, what up, guys? Next, this is welcome to the next episode of Quantum Society. For those of you guys who don't know me, my name is Richard, and let's get this shit started, man. Let's get this shit on the road. We got new shit to deliver for you guys. We got new things. And well, right now it's a one-man army, but soon it's gonna be a couple. You know, my good friends are gonna get into this, and let's get right into it. So today's topic is social pill. The reason I call this social pill is because, you know, since the beginning that we're born, we've taken the responsibility to not come up with our own decisions, but to let life come up with their own decisions for us. And so we're taking that pill constantly every day of what do I say, but what does society have to say? And so let's get right into a topic. Into today's topic, we're going to be talking about, you know, social robbery and about being optimistic. And the reason why these two collide is because culturally, I mean, for me growing up from a Latino family, it's not easy. It's not easy growing up, I think, in a Latino family and a Mexican family because, man, we got some issues, man. We got some very, very issues up in between, you know, from moms to dads, you know, to everyday arguing or like, you know, it's just a Mexican tradition, I guess, but you know. It depends also on your household. It depends on where you live and who you are. But culturally, we've been forced by many things, man. And let's get into it. So, all right. So this is a question. Have you ever wondered what does it take to be the best? What does it take to be the best? And I'll give you a couple seconds just to think about that real quick. And so today we live in the 20th century where we are bombarded by media and by our phones. You know, a couple years ago, we didn't have this kind of technology. It's faster than ever, you know, now that we have this technology. But back in the days, man, people, fuck, man, they're fucking using, like, you know, bricks and they're carrying phones. They're fucking people writing letters, you know. I remember back in the days, you know, we're fucking writing fucking postcards and shit like that. But now, you know, technology has advanced, and so our lives are advancing constantly with it as well. Every day we face a struggle. I think we face a struggle because of our phones, social media. You know, society, and very much a lot of people's decisions that are kind of counteract with our own lives. The world speaks, and it's like music. You know, it just keep playing the melodies, and it shuts you up. It doesn't allow you to define yourself. It doesn't allow you to be who you really are, who you want to be. You know, you have to kind of, in a sense, you have to kind of wear a mask sometimes because people are sometimes disgusted when you show your true self, when you show your true image. And I'm gonna bring up today's topic, and I'm gonna go more further on to that detail if I have time. But yeah, like I was saying, sometimes you have to wear a mask when it comes to society because not everybody is willing to be okay with who you are. And we live in a political system, we live in a political economy, we live in a capitalistic economy where we have to give up some of ourselves to go out into the world, into real world, and to go work. You know, we have to give up some of that joy and some of those things that we spend to love. Why? Because we got to go make money and we got to go do those things. And obviously, I'm not speaking for the people who don't have a lot of money, who are not the wealthiest people in America. And for me personally, I think being wealthy is at least for sure, at least making over 100,000 in California, at least. I'm not saying wealthy, but I'm saying, like, you know, you're living okay, you know, you're living with some abundance, you know, you're living with some variety. And the reason I bring up this topic is because it's so easy that the game of society in which we play, we have to give up ourselves just to play the game. Just to play the fucking game, you know, and in society, it entails money, it entails sex, it entails power, it entails the survival for us to function to some degree, and it's an important issue, you know, these topics and you know going to school and you know learning and from you know YouTube videos, I don't know whatever your thing is to learn, but we give up some of ourselves. Just to we so we think we could get ahead, we could get ahead in our future, you know, by obviously rationalizing and making ethical choices which we think are right. And so the reason why I'm saying culturally we have been robbed is because, like I was saying earlier, the day that we were born, nature didn't give a fuck about you, didn't give a fuck about me. It just, you know, here it is, and this is our survival skills, and this is what you gotta work with. You didn't have the choice to, go, live in a different state or et cetera. We all were just born here, born at this destined location, this destined time, and boom, voila, you came about and you came to be, and you didn't have any say with that, and it's okay, it's okay if you're, I'm not saying for those people who are grateful, that you're grateful with your family, it's okay, it's, you're grateful to some certain degree. Honestly, I don't think there's exists a perfect family in America, and if you say that you live in a perfect and a happy family, well, I think you're bullshitting, because I think everybody faces issues, and I think everybody faces problems. I think at some degree, we all get that malicious degree, we all get to that malicious intent where we kind of get disgusted of ourselves and those people around us, and in a sense, it is pretty sickening, because that's not from a good mind, that's not from a good intent. And so the way I kind of approach our everyday lives and the way I kind of see things is, so if we put ourselves on a scale of 1 to 10, some days we feel like ones, and other days we feel full, like tens. And if you imagine just a cup of water, right, and it's filled to the top, that would be like a 10. And it's, you see a cup that's very empty, that would be kind of like a 1. And so some days you feel full, and some days you feel empty. You feel empty inside of you, because not everything that you've approached your life, it's benefiting you. Sometimes you feel like you're living a toxic life. Sometimes you feel like you're living of a life of abundance, And Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha, he brings up a good principle that you should very, very much and kindly be around people who bring the best in you, who bring the best abilities in you. Why? Because it's a good principle to use, because if you bring out the people who are best in you, you're going to bring out the qualities that you feel like comfortable with, you feel that expressing the world, and that you feel like, you know what, this is me, and this is what I got to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. You bring in life with a different approach. You're not just like, today's another day. Today I gotta go to work. I hate my job, or like, fuck, I hate being here. I hate doing this. No, you have a different aim towards life. You have a different edge to doing life. Why? Because now you're like, you know what? I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna do something about my life. You have that balance between yourself. You have that balance between, your normal mundane things, and obviously your other lifestyle that you want to have. I think to some degree our lives very much consist of, what we like, what we're emotional about, what gets us happy, and to some degree, luxuries. We're all, to some degree, not all of us, but to some degree, we don't have some secure type of money. We don't have some secure, amount in our bank accounts, and so the reason why I say culture, we've been robbed, is because we've been lied to by so many people. We've been lied to by the media. We've been lied to by the news. We've been lied to by so many people who think that they know everything. And it's like, from school it could be, or it could, be all the way to the top. The other day I was arguing with one of my friends, about this guy named Gary Vaynerchuk, and he bring up a good topic at it. I just completely disagree. He said that, school is just a waste of time. And honestly, I don't think school is a waste of time. I think school is, at least for me, coming from my background, it's ability for me to upgrade my skill sets. It's ability for me to up the ante of what I know and apply certain principles of what I know at school. I don't see school as a waste of time. I see school as like my playing field is, it's a new game for me. Before I did not used to think like that. Now I think, I approach the school, I'm going to apply school with a set of, winning, of having a winner's mindset, just, being good at what I do, absorbing everything that I can absorb from school, and very much apply myself to become a high performance person. A high performance person is somebody who has a high skill set to do certain things, and to, do those types of requirements required for you to do that skill set. And so, culturally, going back to what I was saying, is we've been robbed, and the reason why we've been robbed is because, at a glance, we look at each other, and we look at other people through the way that we've been nurtured, through our religion, that could be one, through our sex, which is like male, female, or whatever you go by, you're also mostly diagnosed with the people who you hang out with the most, because you look at life similar to those perspectives, or else you wouldn't hang out with those people. I mean, really, come on, you wouldn't hang out usually with people you disagree with. I mean, I'm probably usually if it's in particular cases, but most of the time people don't really hang out with people who they argue with, you know, most of the time, you know. And so going with what I was saying is that sometimes you feel like one. Do you feel like a repetition of a 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- just in a constant motion. You're just going through lives and you're just going through its mechanics. You're not living. You're doing. You know, you're doing, but you're not doing things with a passion. You're not doing things with a sense of fulfillment. You're not doing things with a sense of purpose. And the reason I bring that up of being closer to Rob is because, you know, since day one, we've been, at least for me, growing up as a Latino background, we've been kind of like minimized to not do certain things and not be able to pertain certain issues, and very much people look down on us because, at least from coming from where I'm from where I live, there's a lot of people who are usually Asian or like white. And I mean, it obviously is different for everybody, you know. I'm just kind of speaking from my own experience, and I could be wrong, you know. I could be wrong, you know. I'm just kind of speaking for myself. And yeah, you feel like you're a minority in some cases. Maybe not just in particular about race, but about the way you think. You know, sometimes you could be a minority versus the way you think because not the pack or not how you would say society agrees with everything that you think, you know. And so sometimes you feel empty. Sometimes you feel that, you know, you're not worth it, you know. And so that's why I say, you know, you've been culturally robbed. And I want you to have a different approach to this. And I want you to think differently now, because it's a stigma that's very, very much been implemented since our birth and by the time that we grew up. You know, society plays a big force on who we are, you know. Our environment's very much the biggest weapon that kind of influences our perspective and how we look at the world and how we look at reality. There's a couple ways that I think, at least for me, that's been helping me out to take away that stigma is, number one, start becoming disciplined. Start looking at people who are very disciplined. I started reading a book on Navy SEALs, and man, I kid you not, these guys are fucking top-notch motherfuckers. You know, these guys are fucking top-notch dudes. They get shit done, and you know, you gotta have a sense of discipline so you could discipline yourself as an individual, and you could discipline other people around you who you think you need discipline. And you know, maybe you're coming from a mother background or from a father figure, or maybe as an older brother, you know, whatever that case is. If you really want to become a leader and you really want to take yourself to the next level, you have to have some sense of discipline in yourself and what you do. Number two, I think organization is very important, because if you don't organize your time's going to be wasted, and there's no sense of that going back. Warren Buffett, one of the, you know, richest investors in America, he said that time is the most wealthiest currency there is, and it's very true. It's very true, because I've posted a while back ago on my Facebook that applied knowledge is one of the wealthiest currencies, and it goes hand in hand with Warren Buffett saying about time, because what you do with your time is instantly going to be how much money you make. And the reason I said applied knowledge is because what skill sets and what things you learn and you know how to apply those at some certain given points or some certain given times, you're going to be making an abundance, and not just in the monetary aspect, but in, you know, in the psychological aspect and other people's happiness and other people's lives. You're willing to value yourself as an individual. You're willing to value your worth as an individual. Number three, I suggest you start listening to motivational speakers. There's a bunch of people who I can name off the top of my head. You know, there's Tony Robbins, there's Jim Rohn, there's Earl Nightingale. Obviously, you could listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. He's pretty good too. Five, you could listen to Tai Lopez. You know, obviously, these people are kind of they know what they're doing, and they have a good sense of opening your skill sets and your mind at a different level, even from the free aspect, just from YouTube. But Going with that said of being close to Rob, do you have to find a discipline for yourself? Because once you have a discipline for yourself, you have a voice for your thoughts and you have a voice for who you originally are. And you're not like everyone else. You're not average. You have the ability to do something with their life. You, the individual, has something to do with their life. You can create a ripple. And what I mean by a ripple is that you have the ability to create a domino effect. The domino effect is you hit one thing and hits another thing, and it's just a continuous effect of hitting. I don't know if you guys ever seen a domino in a row, and it just goes boom, 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 and it goes into the last one. And you, as an individual, have the ability to do that. And the reason I say that you do, I mean, fuck, man, like, look at the rap industry, man. Like, these guys are garbage, and look at these guys. These guys are making money, you know? These guys are hungry, man. You gotta be hungry for success. You gotta be hungry for what you do. And so what I was saying about being culturally adopted is you need to start being optimistic. And the reason why you gotta start being optimistic is because if you look at the top 10 people in the Forbes list, they're optimistic of what they do. They all really believe in who they are as individuals and engaging themselves to the next level. If you believe in what you can do and what you can achieve, you can accomplish anything. You can accomplish anything. You know, believe that you can be super wealthy. If you believe it, you can accomplish it. I really truly believe that. Whatever you put in your mind, you can output that and you can reciprocate that to the world if you know how to very much package it and refine it. And in mathematics, sorry if I sound like a little different. It's just I get very much intrigued by these ideas and by these things that I'm like, wow, man, I can't believe I just said this. But in mathematics, well, in calculus, it consists of a function where there's this thing called rate of change. And rate of change, it's a slope. It's a slope by things, how things are changing. And let me just tell you this, and let me just put in a different aspect. What is the rate of change to your life? How often do you start embarking on new things mentally, physically, emotionally? Like what I mean is that, what have you done something from the abnormal? Meaning not from the normal, but from the abnormal. What have you done differently from the rest of your life? You know, Adam Smith, he's one of the first general economists of the world, and he wrote a book called The Wealth of Nations, and he said that there's an invisible hand, and that invisible hand is it's a force against you in the economy that essentially affects the choices that you make. It's because of the external forces, like how I was talking about society. And it's a larger topic, and it's a larger influences of things, and I kind of don't want to get into that topic today. Hopefully I have a chance, and maybe if you guys keep listening to my stuff, I'll probably go into that later. But you're influenced by so many things, and because you're influenced by so many things, it requires you to think more about the choices that you make. The other day I was talking about, you know, and we're learning classes called benefit and cost, and so you often take the benefit more than things that cost you, because I mean, we're all human, and we all want to have a better benefits with what we do with our lives. And so, like I was saying earlier, you know, rappers nowadays are making a bunch of money, dude. And if they could fucking make a bunch of money, you can too. You can too. You know why? Because I think you're smarter than most average rapper nowadays. I think you, whoever's listening to this podcast today, or tomorrow, or next month, or next year, whatever is the one you take to listen to this, you have the ability to make more money than them. Why? Because I believe that you're smarter than them. And just because I believe you're smarter than them, I know you can make a lot of things happen. Why? Because at the end of the day, I was messaging one of my friends today, and he and this is where it brings up that topic about why people say school is not important to be wealthy. It is because we have so many people who are smart, and because they're smart people, we were able to advance. We were able to innovate society. We were able to change society. Without Steve Jobs, we wouldn't have iPhone. Without Jeff Bezos, we wouldn't have Amazon. And Amazon, I mean, just take a time and just look at Amazon. Look how much it's created. We have Sam Walton, who created Walmart. We had so many people who, I think for me, to some certain degree, they're very smart individuals, and people who, like, you should kind of take into consideration the way they think and the way they are, you know, especially Bill Gates. Bill Gates is one of the richest people that used to live in the world, and look at him now. He was able to do a lot of things for society and for other people. Another perfect example would probably be Einstein. Einstein, Newton, Galileo. These were all people who innovated society in different ways and different views. Going back all the way to Archimedes. Without Archimedes, we probably wouldn't have airplanes today. So we take a lot of things for granted from a lot of intellectuals. If without the computer, we go back tries to Ada Lovelace, if any of you guys know computer science. Ada Lovelace was kind of one of our original founding fathers for creating our computer. And people take that for fucking granted. Like, really, motherfucker, like, be grateful. And so that's why I say smart people have an edge. They have an edge. Why? Because they have the ability to innovate. And I'm not saying average people don't. I'm just saying that they have the ability to innovate. And because if you have the ability to innovate, you can, man, like, I'm just saying you have the abundance to do so many things. You have the abundance to change life, and you have abundance to help other people out. There's so many things that you can do if you focus your mindset on the right skill sets. So, going back to what I was saying was that you have to be optimistic, and so I'm gonna give you an example. Starting off from this formula, in physics, one of the easiest formulas is force is equal to ma, which force is equal to mass times acceleration. And so right now you're not rich yet. You're at the beginning. You're at the beginning of a hurdle, and so you're trying to go up to the mountain. Once you pass over that mountain, you'll be rich for sure. You'll be rich, but you're at the beginning right now of the mountain, and so you gotta start creating that ball, and it's like a snowball. And you're creating up the mountain. You're creating up the mountain. You need momentum. You need momentum so you could reach it over the mountain. So in order for you to get it over the mountain, you need energy, and without energy, you can't, get the ball going. You can't get the ball going further. And so we can look at the mass as your need to start to developing with cash, with cash flow, with monies, with anything that you want to require as an asset that, you think is an asset to you, that it requires you to make more money. The acceleration is you need to know how to make it flow, how to make it, go at a faster rate, how you can generate more money at a faster speed. And so, a faster method to do that is, to get a pile truck and then just, go up that mountain and, start creating that big old snowball, and boom, you hit it over the mountain. But in order for you to get to that vehicle, in essence is it's your brain, because the way you look at the world and the way you perceive things and the way you negotiate people, and you at the end of the day, Aristotle said we're the political animal. So the way you kind of indulge into life and you apply your mind, you're gonna have a different approach to doing things, and your mind is, it's like this car. And so this car, you have to have the ability to see through the dark, you have to be able to see through the fog, and you have to have the ability to see through the hard times of life. Sometimes you get hit through life, like Rocky Balboa said, it's not about it's not about winning, it's about how many times you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's what it takes to be a winner in life. If you could hit so many blows and you could still keep going, like, man, you're a fucking beast, man. Like, you're at a whole another level, dude. So be optimistic about yourself. Be you. Take yourself to the next level. And the way you take yourself to the next level is by finding a voice for yourself, finding a voice for who you are as an individual, finding a voice for yourself. Because if you find a voice for yourself, you're gonna become optimistic. And if you become optimistic, you're gonna look at life in a whole different view. Even when you're a jack shit and you don't have fuck of anything, you're gonna fucking make it happen. Why? Because you still believe that at the other side of the mountain, you still believe that you can, hurdle that ball into the other side. And so I have a couple questions maybe you could have in mind, you could write down. Number one, what do you want from life? What do you want to get out of life? What do you want life to give to you? And the second sub question to that is, what's the meaning or what's the emotion that you want to feel behind that situation every day? What do you want to feel once you have that thing that you wanted from life? How is it that you're going to feel? And number three is, how can you maximize your opportunities to grow? What can you do to maximize yourself to the next level? And all this becoming rich is taking yourself to the next level. If you could take yourself to the next level, you're gonna be going up the ranks faster and 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 faster until you get to the top or to wherever you want to be at. And number five is, how can you spend time for yourself? Because if you can spend time for yourself and you could reflect, especially reflecting on the bad things that you've ever done in life and all the stupid choices that you've ever made, you can have a different approach of how you look at society and how you look at life and how you look at yourself. You know, sometimes we can become pessimistic. Sometimes we can lead into depression. Sometimes we can lead into, you know, some of the weirdest emotional parts of ourselves. But if you can reflect and you can spend time on yourself and you can acknowledge that, you know what, at this point I wasn't a good person, I want to change, that takes a whole different gears. It takes a whole different mechanism to be able to keep moving forward. And so with all this being said, you know, I really want you to get out is that, you know, you have a voice in the world and you can do something with the world if you want to impact the world. If you want to do something with your life, you can start by changing yourself. Well, if you guys like my podcast, you know, I appreciate you guys listening to, and I appreciate for every one of you guys who kind of believe in me and believe in what I can do. You know, hopefully, you know, over time I start getting better again, like I was saying earlier. And well, until next time, and maybe probably post some comments or something, likes or message me if you guys want me to, you know, like into specific topics or specific things that you guys want to know more about. It could kind of be a little bit of everything. I have an idea of kind of getting my ways around a lot of things. And well, until next time, I hope you guys like this video. See you guys.